Dean Richards for Entertainment News. And, well, this is nice, a celebrity story that's positive, and Jack Nicholson in a good light, huh?
Jack Nicholson, who is extremely, extremely reclusive, popped up in the news as being revealed as someone who offered his home to his ex-wife, Angelica Houston, who lost her home during the L.A. wildfires a month or so ago. He just out of nowhere called her and offered up the home. She said it was, you know, very sweet, very nice gesture on his part. So there is a heart under all of that madness. What do you know?
He didn't offer his hotel room from The Shining.
Yeah, I didn't say anything like, "Here's Johnny."
This is really depressing to hear about one of the stars from Grey's Anatomy. And man, this ALS. There are many terrible diseases, but this has got to be the worst.
Yeah, this is definitely one of the worst for sure. We're talking about Eric Dane. He played Dr. Mark Sloan on Grey's Anatomy. They used to call him McSteamy back in the day. He was on the show from 2006 to 2012 and returned for their 2001 season. But he made the announcement late last night that he has been diagnosed with amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS, or better known as Lou Gehrig's disease. This is the a neurodegenerative disease that affects your nerve cells in your brain and your spinal cord, and leaves you with your muscles breaking down, muscle weakness. It eventually leads to paralysis. It eventually leads to non-use of your body, really. There is no cure for it. It's, you know, back in the day when we used to work on the Jerry Lewis Muscular Dystrophy Telethon, ALS was one of the leading, one of the leading ailments that we were fighting to, you know, get money for, to do research and to help people who had the disease with MDA summer camps and prosthetic devices and wheelchairs and, you know, that sort of thing. Eric Dane is 52 years old only. Says he's grateful to have his loving family by his side as he navigates this next chapter. He's married to actress Rebecca Gayhart, with whom he has two daughters. Right now he's okay, and he says he's planning on returning to the set of the show Euphoria, on which he is currently working. They'll resume production next week, and he'll be there. But it is, we know very well it's degenerative. And
do anything with that hanging over your head.
Yeah, there's no cure. Yeah,
I'll never forget. And of course, we're hearing a lot about ALS with Steve McMichael, but I'll never forget interviewing John Drury. And I was at Channel 11 doing Chicago Tonight, and a big guy, you know, came running down the hallway, and we shook hands, and I remarked at that time how his grip felt firm, right? Big handshake, and it was like a year later he was in a wheelchair with ALS.
Yeah.
And going downhill fast.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking. It's very,
it really is.
Very, very heartbreaking when that happens. So all the best to Eric Dane.
We're hearing a lot and reading a lot about this British version of Saturday Night Live, and now I'm confused. Are they going to play what we see over there, or are they doing an entirely different cast over there?
I think they already do show what we see over there, but my understanding is that they are going to produce under the supervision of Lorne Michaels, the creator and longtime producer of Saturday Night Live, a completely British version of the show with British comedians, British guest stars, a completely British, perspective on the whole thing. It's not going to start for a little while. And actually, I'm a little amazed that they have never done this before. There have been live shows before. There have been comedy sketch shows before. That's nothing new, but this will be the first time that it's actually under the auspices of the people that run Saturday Night Live. But, you know, as you know from watching British comedies and British television, their sensibility for what's funny is completely
different.
Very different from what ours is.
It is.
You know, and also the stars are different. The super big movie stars, they all know, but a lot of the television stars are not on in the UK. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how they do it. And, you know, it'll be live from London, I guess. It's Saturday night.
And I'm warning you with peace and love. I have too much to do.
Too much.
I
know.
He should be the first guest of the first musical act on the show.
I'll tell you something, Dean. I'm already hearing people saying they want to go to Las Vegas to see the Wizard of Oz. People are excited about this.
I do, too. I'm so curious about this. It's, you know, not just the Wizard of Oz. On big screen, which is very cool to see it on the big screen the way it was intended. Most of us have only seen it on television. But what they're going to do is show The Wizard of Oz at this new venue called The Sphere. This is this gigantic 360-degree, multi-dimensional kind of venue. You know, so far, only musical acts have performed there. U2, the Eagles. Now they're going to take The Wizard of Oz, the original movie from 1939. They are going to give it an AI makeover, according to what they say, and make it immersive. I'm apprehensive about that part of the whole thing, of, you know, what they're going to do. I would like to see the movie on a mega, mega, mega big screen like that. Mm-hmm. But somehow they're going to make it interactive, so you become part of it all. I guess that might be cool. They're going to add some new scenery and some new characters, which were not in the original film. This is the first time that the entire movie will be shown on such a large screen. It is 160,000 square feet.
Wow.
Big and round. So it's going to be kind of something special to see. I don't know how much it's going to cost to see the movie, but I'm sure it'll be extremely reasonable.
How much will Raisinets and Milk Duds be?
Right. That's the bigger question. That's true.
Around here, what is there to do? What's on your list?
Yeah, well, let's start with, as long as we're talking about movies, let's talk about the two new ones that are opening this week. Both of them are thrillers, are white knucklers. One is way better than another. First is the movie that's called The Amateur that stars Oscar winner Rami Malek. He plays a CIA kind of computer nerd, an encryption specialist, whose wife is killed in a terrorist attack. The agency is a little bit apprehensive about helping him find the killer, so he decides to take matters into his own hands. He says in the movie that I'll use my special skills to find my wife's killers. If I never hear anybody in a movie ever again say, I will use my special skills, it'll be too soon. That is the most overused premise in a movie now. So that's part of it. It lacks creativity, but this movie just really is not overly engaging as he, you know, seeks out the bad guys here. Lawrence Fishburne is with him in the movie. Rachel Brosnahan, who are great when they're on screen. They're just not on screen for very long to make an impact. So this one was, it's not a bad movie. It's just okay. I gave it a Dean's List C. The much better thriller for this weekend is called Drop, that stars Megan Fahey from The White Lotus and Brandon Sklenar from 1923. She is a widow that goes on a first date at a restaurant, and while they're sitting and having dinner, text messages begin to drop into her phone, threatening the lives of her loved ones. Virtually the whole movie is shot in this restaurant, but even still, it's much more creative and much more provocative than the previous movie. This one is really you wind up with a little bit of a lesson about tech warfare. Of you know what your if you're not careful, what your phone can do, what your computer can do, how you can be attacked by all of that. This one does not employ the usual twists and turns. Does not have all of the usual action movie tumblings. The dialogue in the movie is thoughtful and smart. It's stylish. At times, this movie is very funny. There's a nice chemistry between the stars. And most importantly, they do not ever at any time during this movie go, I have a special set of skills. I gave this one a Dean's List B+. So we've got a couple of, a good and a really good movie for this week. For some things going on for the weekend, The Four Tops and The Temptations are out at the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond tomorrow night. We have got one of the biggest superstars in the world, reggaeton superstar J Balvin, at the United Center on Sunday. The Bodines are at the Rialto Square in Joliet Saturday. We've got the Ides of March at the City Winery on Sunday. We've got Moulin Rouge that's playing at the Cadillac Palace Theater through April the 20th right now. There's a David Lynch Film Festival going on, the David Lynch, who passed away fairly recently, going on at the Music Box through April the 20th. The C2E2 convention, the comic book and pop culture convention, it's going on at McCormick Place all weekend long. And humorist, author, best-selling writer David Sedaris is at Nichols Hall in Evanston tonight and Sunday afternoon, and out at the Paramount in Aurora tomorrow night.
And just to be fair, we should say, if you're looking for the original members of the Four Tops and Temptations, I mean, it's long past that. You're going to see, like, Saul Needleman, Bob Potlow, and Herman Schwartz. so just to be honest about it.
But that Herman can dance, though.
Taken away from his talent.
Yeah, no, Herman brings the sugar pie honey bunch better than anyone else.
Enjoy your weekend. Thank you, Dean.
See you guys.